The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
According to the Irish Institute of Public Health, loneliness is increasing more among 18 to 34-year-olds than any other age group. Social media and device use may be in part to blame for isolation, but could the very technology that separates us bring us back together again? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
It's a Wednesday evening, the workday is done, and while most people are getting out of town, I'm on my way in. Disembarking from the Dart and the nerves set in. What if no one shows up? Or they don't like me? What if we have nothing in common? You see, this isn't just your average Wednesday night dinner. It's a dinner with five strangers. People who have been algorithmically matched, and for want of a better phrase, set up.
Hi, I'm looking for table number two.
Perfect, this one is ready.
But can isolation really be sorted with software? And why are we all so lonely to start with?
Yeah, so historically, loneliness was perceived as an issue for older adults. But we're now very clear that loneliness is quite a big issue for young people as well. And some research suggests that it might even be a bigger issue than for older adults.
Dr. Anne-Marie Craven is the Associate Professor in Psychology at the University of Limerick, and she has been researching loneliness in this cohort.
So this time, we refer to it as emerging adulthood, is a time where there's a lot of change in your life, a lot of rapid transitions. So there's transitions from school to employment or to further education. There's transitions to new jobs. There's transitions from the family home, if you can afford to. There's transitions on the part of all your friends and social networks as well. So it's a time of a lot of change in your social networks. And it's also a time where you need social networks because you're actually experiencing a lot of disruption to your life yourself. These factors combine to make that risk of loneliness higher for young adults than it would be before. And another factor we found is that when young people feel lonely, because there's a perception that it's an issue for older adults, they often don't know where to go with that. So they don't know, well, how do I tell someone about this? It seems so ridiculous. And because people don't know where to go with their loneliness, then it's a lot harder to talk about and maybe to deal with than it might be for some older adults.
I'm a 42-year-old woman. I live by myself, Sarah. These four walls, they don't talk back. And I was going through a little bit of an emotional roller coaster, and I could just feel the loneliness creeping in.
Judy Wong is a multi-hyphenate creative, an art teacher, a makeup artist, a Reiki practitioner, and more recently, a life coach.
So loneliness will affect everybody so differently. Like for other people, they will get angry if people don't reach out to them. For me personally, my own loneliness just feels like, you know, you're being swallowed up and that you're not being heard, you're not being seen, you feel very lost and displaced in the world. It's just, you know, all by yourself, and like you feel like you're trapped in your own little wee prison. It's not a nice thing, especially in your head. Obviously, I wasn't connecting with anyone. I was by myself in the house, and I needed an outlet. So I created an Instagram, not thinking it was linked to anything. I created it just to kind of have a burst of things I need to say to get off my chest about loneliness. And I put it on my The Lonely Gal Instagram. I didn't know it was connected to my Facebook. And then people started reaching out. Graham Mulcahy, he's from the Greco Studios up in Finglas. He reached out and said, Judy, I'm lonely too. And well done for, you know, being so raw and being open about it, because he's like, not many people are. So that's what happened. I got a producer out of it.
According to the WHO, more than a quarter of 19 to 29-year-olds say they feel very or fairly lonely. Judy's podcast, The Lonely Gal, considers why this might be.
The way the world is working is it's pure shifting. There is a lot of evolution in terms of how people work. I really think the remote working works for some people. Some people actually enjoy being alone. You know, they get more work done, actually. There's no distractions in work. You can take the positive and there's also the negative. Right now, like, I think it's a matter of finding the right balance and also being able to kind of see that there's many different things that are offered out there that will actually help restore that connection, and you won't feel lonely.
Myself, I'm a social media marketing freelancer. Right now I'm working in a shared office, but in the beginning I was also working a lot from home. I was also eating lunch very often alone.
Vienna-based Klaus Heller is founder of the Creative Lunch Club, a platform that brings people in creative industries together in groups of three once a month.
Then I had the idea that it would be nice to spend this time during lunch, which I think everyone is doing this lunch break during the working day, to spend it with other people or to meet new people. I think with the Creative Lunch Club, it's for sure there's this professional thing, but I also heard from some people that they become friends with people they met. So it's a very casual way also to meet people. In cities, you know, there are a lot of people around, but especially in cities, it's very easy to feel lonely. You often don't have these daily interactions with other people like you have on the countryside. You know your neighbors better and have more contact with them than in the city. You're living in a big house but often don't know your neighbors. Especially in this surrounding, I think Creative Lunch Club can hopefully help to conquer a loneliness for some people, yeah.
The Creative Lunch Club, set up just last year, is already active in more than 100 cities, including Dublin. And it's not the only anti-loneliness platform finding a market globally.
My name is Maxime Barbier. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Timeleft. We are fighting loneliness, one dinner at a time.
Timeleft is an app that algorithmically matches six strangers for supper on a Wednesday evening.
And it's super simple. You go on timeleft.com or you download the app and you fill a personality test of 45 questions to help us to know a bit more about you. And then when you're ready, you just book your seat for this Wednesday or next Wednesday. And when you're going to be Wednesday, you're going to receive an address of a restaurant. And the only thing you have to do is to show up on time. What we want to do is to really create a ritual within the week when people can know they can meet. Because 50 years ago, you know, people waiting on Sunday morning to go to the church or on the Saturday afternoon to go to the football game. And you know you're going to meet people you already know. Yes, we are more and more connected online. And that's true. We have like followers. We have so many people we can talk to online. But I think the loneliness and the need of human connection is really eating the whole society. And now I can say also the globe, because we have Timeleft working really well in Bangkok, in Dublin, in Paris, in the south of France, in the south of Mexico, in New York, in Los Angeles. So tonight my dad is going to do his Timeleft dinner number two. He was suffering from a big depression since 3 years, didn't talk to anyone. And 3 weeks ago, he did his first Timeleft dinner at 72 years old. I was there to see that. I was like, wow, my dream come true. And now he has a friend. So what we are doing is super simple. We just put people around the table to share a meal. That's the only thing we do, if you think about it. And just this, it's needed.
Last night, Timeleft matched 13,000 people in 1,000 restaurants across 170 cities and 32 countries. Thomas and I were just two of them.
We are at a Asian restaurant in Temple Bar, where we just had dinner with five people we had never seen before. I think we had a good table. Like, everyone was really focused on the conversation. Everybody was engaged. I didn't see anyone on their phones. No one was really like looking around or distracted. So that's something I think went really well.
Thomas and my other Timeleft dinner mates, including a doctor from Donegal and a pharmacist from Mexico, rated our time together a solid 8 out of 10. We played the in-app icebreaker, shared dim sum, and discussed everything from motorbikes to dating. Did I make friends for life? I'm not sure. But Belgian native Thomas says that's not the only benefit of getting out there and meeting strangers.
So what happened near the end of last year, I went to this meetup to talk about books. I get there and there's one guy who goes, "Hey, Thomas, how are you doing?" And he knew who I was. He knew where we met and he knew what we talked about. And I had no recollection of this man whatsoever. A friend of mine was also there. And I am talking to this man. And obviously, because it's the end of the year, the New Year's plan comes up. And I ask him, "Do you have any plans for New Year's Eve?" And he says, no, I really don't. And I say, "Well, I am organizing something in a pub. We have a separate area. We go and play some games. We have a dartboard. Do you want to join?" Later that night, I am going back to the bus with my friend, and she asked me, "Thomas, why did you just invite this random stranger to your New Year's party?" You know why? It's because other people have invited me to their random gatherings. So that inspired me to invite other people to join my gatherings. And I hope that me doing this to other people inspires them to invite yet other people to their gatherings. And I think that way you make the world a slightly nicer place to live. And I think that's like a big thing that comes with these sort of events and by meeting people. And you just have to accept you're not going to get along with everybody, but occasionally you'll find somebody. And that makes your time very much well spent.
That report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.